Hi, it's Hope. Sorry this is late, and it's also the episode that should have been released next week. Don't worry. Just enjoy it, please. Sorry.
There's the juice.
Mm-hmm. I need to start my local...
Same.
Okay.
Man, welcome to Stargate Oversight. It's been so long since I've seen you guys.
Oh my god, who are you again?
My name's Kafka, and I'm the first and last thing you'll ever remember.
My name's Ryan, fuck off.
Hi, I just found this forum, and I really would love to get any sort of weird parasites or diseases, ha ha ha. Is there anyone who could hook up with me and give me one, please?
Sure.
Yeah, this is an episode. It's about bug chasing.
Yeah, it's welcome to Franz Kafka's The Bane.
Welcome to We Didn't Know What to Do, so we just fucking ripped off a fucking...
Wow, this episode is really Kafka-esque.
Yeah, it is.
Really? I couldn't tell.
Heyo. I know I make...
Yes, I know it's not the correct use of that word before someone in the fucking comments says so.
I know. I think we're not even said intros, but the problem with this episode is this episode goes right up here, pegs the stakes so high, but there's just one problem.
Yeah.
It's not even the halfway point of a series. Like, it's pretty obvious that this is just a one-episode serial and everything will be resolved by the end of it.
Which is fucking weird, because it's like, this is like high concept as fuck.
Yeah, we just got like two episodes in a row of like plot, plot, plot. And now they're like, yeah, what if filler again, though?
What if filler, but weird consequences of the Stargate and us fucking around with it? Because once again, in a way, the NID are right and the SGC are a bit bad at their jobs.
Hey, what if we do the orb episode again?
Yeah.
It's the orb. It's orb two.
Yeah, what if we just did...
Oh, yeah. That's the orb.
Again.
I mean, yeah, we've basically back-to-back just got the orb episode, the family episode, the family episode again, and the orb episode again.
We have just eaten, like, a sandwich of orb and family.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the taste of most of it, I'll be honest.
I mean, the orb was quite round. Very difficult to put in a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. That's the orb.
People are going to be fed up with that drop by this point.
Yes, they are.
I'm fed up with that drop by this point.
You weren't even there for the fucking episode.
I know.
It's fine. It's the orb.
Don't.
But... Yeah, no. Hi, my name is Franz Kafka. I'm painting a picture of a bug on a bed. And my pronouns are she. My pronouns are she and it.
Hi,
Wow.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. I'm the cool one, the one you really love.
You're the bug on the bed. Yeah. Reading a book.
That's right. No, I'm that one. Yeah, just the upside down, turned over, like, just dying cockroach on the bed.
Yeah, but what are your pronouns, oh dying cockroach?
No, I don't have a bit here, she, her.
You didn't need a bit, it's fine.
I'm just a man who's ill and is being parasited into a bug man. And my name's Ryan, and I'm a he here.
Ryan's being parasited into a bug man? What a coincidence! That's the plot of the episode!
Wow.
Yeah. We open up with fucking.
It's so fortuitous that I'm like this.
We open up with Atlantis, but it's not Atlantis.
Yeah, no. Welcome to Fancy Technology on City. It's a bit run down.
Yeah, welcome to Fancy Submerged City, which is not Atlantis.
It's a bit run. It's not submerged though. It's on the surf. It's on like the surf. It's by a lake. But it's fine. Who doesn't love a fixer upper? You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bug infestation. You know, it'll be fine. Just pull
fumigators,
out
fumigators. Yep.
Yeah.
Really weird. The fumigation took a long time. Building smells suspiciously weirdly like cat piss.
I mean, I think popcorn, strong smell of popcorn. The weirdest thing was that one exterminator did come back. He didn't quite look like he fit into his own skin. Horrible bristly mouth. Couldn't talk properly. Really feral looking guy.
Yeah, and one of them looked like Bryan Cranston.
Wait, was that actually Bryan Cranston in Men in Black?
No, the joke I was doing was fucking in Breaking Bad when they moved their operation to do it to like pretending to be a fumigation company.
Oh, I was referencing the star of Men in Black 1.
Oh, I thought you were referencing the star of Men in Black 2, which launched a million vor fetishists into an existence.
Yeah, but Men in Black 2 also launched a bunch of people with fetishes for tentacle hentai.
I have only seen Men in Black 1. I've only seen the first movie.
The very beginning of Men in Black 2, a fucking, like, woman comes down. An alien comes down, sees a Victoria's Secret catalog, transforms into a Victoria's Secret model complete with bikini.
Yep.
A man tries to, like, I don't know, it's implied /rape/kill/steal stuff from her. She then eats him and walks back out with like a massive like belly bulge.
Yeah.
In the bikini.
God damn it.
In lingerie.
God damn it.
Yeah, and then at the climax, she fills a room.
At the climax? I think that already happened.
Yep. The climax of the film is a big tentacle room where she's like eating people in the room.
Speaking of writers seeing veiled fetishes,
the episode 14, The Writer's Thinly Veiled Fetish.
Oh god, this is the writer's thinly veiled fetish, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a ghost town, and like, Jack steps in what I first thought was going to just be like alien shit.
I mean, it kind of is.
I thought it was going to be bioslime.
I was like, is this shit? Did you just step in shit, and they're going to do like a ha-ha, you stepped in shit joke?
Whenever I see that kind of shit, my brain just goes bioslime. Like, I've been conditioned by shitty sci-fi films.
I mean, I thought it was fuck, the moose lion from Ghostbusters 2.
Fuck, the ant lions are here.
Bug slime, the fire ants are here. We will get Billy's kid back and we can take him out of this horrible village.
Yeah, okay. Look, it looks dead. This place looks dead. There's no radiation. It's probably very safe. What's that buzzing noise?
Bzzz.
Hey, is that a giant fucking fly on Teok's back?
Yep.
Does it have a big stinger?
Yes.
Yeah, I just love how Jack is about to fucking dead ass shoot this. It's like, you're gonna shoot Teok in the back if you do that.
Teok will be fine. The bug will take the bullet.
Yeah, Teok would have been fine, actually. It would have been better if he shot him in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, but then again, if Teok shoots Teok in the back now, Teok probably won't be able to run off later. Which actually would be better. But anyway. Enough about later in the episode, because...
The swarm is approaching, provoking black clouds in isolation.
Yeah, the swarm is approaching, so run.
Get the fuck out of here!
And they do. They run through the gate. It shuts behind them and thud.
I don't understand that, really. Because how are they, like, banging on it?
The sound of something attempting to rematerialize and failing is apparently makes a thud. It's been like that since the start.
Right, okay. Because, again, the way I assume this works by going through with the iris closed is like when you have mods and teleport inside a wall in Minecraft.
Yeah, you're just getting telefragged.
And then like the like bugs, weird bug suffocated message appears at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, basically. But no one's turned on God mode, so they can't view the kill feed. But anyway, we cut to Teal'c in a medical bed as we see some absolutely brilliant makeup work, because that is a fucked up looking
injury. Oh yeah, he looks so fucked up.
Yeah, that man is like... it's like your friend who gets bitten by a dog and you're like, go to the hospital, and he's like, no. And then he's like, dude, my leg's green. And you're like, you fucking idiot, go to the hospital.
Yeah, so they're like, wait, so, so how's it going, Dr. Fraser? Well, we took a blood sample of him, and some of that blood is his.
Some of it? Who's the rest of it?
It appears to be, fly blood?
Oh.
And then here comes me being wrong about my prediction for the episode. As soon as they unveiled the old man, I was gonna be like, this is either gonna be some weird new surrogate father figure for Carter, or they're gonna make her fuck the old man.
Nope, neither.
Neither happened. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, he is allegedly a surrogate father figure because they do, like, hug and they clearly have, like, professional respect from each other, but...
I figured this was gonna as soon as they're like, ah, male colleague, I was like, oh, they're gonna do another Car as a Woman episode?
Nope.
They don't. That's good. We don't get that.
Yeah,
oh, what we do get is... Carter will kind of be on a bench for most of this episode.
Yeah, Carter and Jackson are benched for the episode, really.
I mean, kind of actually everyone is benched on this episode, and they're just sort of waiting for the plot to happen.
Yeah, they're just sitting there like, is it time for plot? And Principal Hammond is like, no, it's not time for plot yet. You cannot go outside.
You cannot have your plot until you've done your drills.
You can't have your plot until you finish your main course!
You've had one plot, yes. What about second plot?
But yeah, we introduce ourselves to a top man. His name is Tim.
Timothy, excuse me.
Yeah, his name is Timothy. But there are some who call me Tim. Yes, Tim, welcome to our frontline setup. It's...
That was a Holy Grail reference, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, his name is Tim Sweeney.
It's Tim Holland.
It's Tim Sweeney. He's here to give you some free games.
Damn it.
Who's Tim Sweeney again?
Epic president.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, he's here to give you some free games and start beef with Apple.
Please, with heroes. Yeah, real current reference there.
Yeah, it's fine. Mr. Tim Apple is busy taking Elon aside and being like, look, buddy, you don't fuck with this, right? You are a small potato. Even that's not current. That was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, the current thing, which is again going to be incredibly outdated by the time this episode comes out, is, this isn't Twitter. What are you talking about?
That's a different guy, but yeah.
I'm saying that's the current thing is what I mean. Like,
yeah.
But yeah. Hey, did you guys see that he tried to fucking renovate the sign on Twitter headquarters?
Yes.
It was stopped by the cops. And yeah. they were like right near the end of it. And so last time I checked, the Twitter offices were left with just the letters just saying on
yes,
the side.
Yes, that's right.
Great.
Yeah, it's still like that.
He just says, which is a perfect summation of Twitter right now as a company.
Yeah, it's still like that.
Is it really that hard when you're billionaire guy to to get permission in San Francisco to just do whatever you want?
Yes. Anyway, I'm not rich or living in San Francisco, so I can't try this.
Have you, well, you know what would actually, what would happen? They're like, yes, I can tell that you want to change the signage on your building. But before that, have you tried killing all of the homeless people? That might help.
Have you tried reduce VAT and kill all the poor? No? Well, listen, we should only at least put it into the computer and see if that'll let us change the sign.
No. That's not. I appreciate the sketch that you're referencing, but the fucking San Francisco like policy is kill the fuckers, kill them now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, they have a look at some of Tilk's blood that they took earlier, and now it's not mostly Tilk's blood.
It just flies.
It's not. It is all fly.
It's entirely fly.
We took out your blood and we looked at it and it flew away. That's problematic.
Yeah, that's not good. Yes. Our scientists have reached the scientific conclusion of that's not good.
We zoomed in.
Oh, shit, that ain't good.
We zoomed in on your blood and instead of saying gatter, 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 it now just says fly.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go check on Tiaok now. He's in real bad pain. I'm gonna try and comfort him. He's asking me to just fucking end him right now. Like, pull out your service pistol and just gun me down right now.
12 gauge or 10 gauge?
O'Neill, I know pain, but this, I do not know being sick. Why have I never caught the common cold before?
Oh my god, that's what this is. Tilk's never had a fucking flu.
Yes, I mean, it's not the flu. It is a, you are slowly turning into an alien fly.
What I mean
but...
is the dude's never had an illness before, yes. So he doesn't.
What do you, I mean, I know you're a bit, but he definitely has, because he was not born a Jafar.
He's born a Jafar.
What is this new human thing you call COVID-19?
Yeah, look, before they did the whole weird ceremony shit, I'm gonna assume he probably got a cold or something at least once.
Nah.
He had a really good immune system even before the cold.
No, his mentor raised him in a plastic bubble. the boy in the Jaffa armor bubble.
No, see, the way, on Chulak, the way they handle babies is, you know, like, whenever you buy, like, I don't know, like, when we buy a lot of things, you know, like a figure or...
Yeah.
Health stationery or it's a piece of stationery or anything, and it comes in, like, those sealed plastic containers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they just have him in one of those in, like, an action pose with all of the extra pieces that you can put on him.
Tilk was just born as like an action figure at age 12 when they put the fucking symbiote into him. new action little Jaffa now with kung fu grip.
Yeah, so after the scene, Jack gets summoned to the headmaster's office.
Yep.
And it's our favourite boy in the show is here.
Yeah. Hello, Harry Mabel. And what's a cunt like you doing here?
We have an official order from the President of the United States to requisition your black guy.
Holy shit, it does just say that.
Wait, what? Does it?
Yeah, it says, please hand your mutating black guy over to the NID. We wish to make him into a bioweapon. Signed the Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Never heard of them.
Wow. Yeah, they're up and comers.
Hard workers. Dedicated to human resources. And the Marines. But yes, O'Neill's like, General Hammond, request permission to beat the crap out of this man.
Yes. It's very good, and I wish Hammond said... permission granted.
You can't strike me, Colonel. This is court-martial. Ah, but a general has ordered me to kick the shit out of you.
I'm just following orders.
Yeah, basically. But yes, no. Oh yeah, earlier we missed a little bit where Tim called Teal'c a subject and seems to just believe Harry at face value. It's like, the NID want what's best for our country.
What are you talking about, Samantha? I definitely won't be betraying you in like 2 minutes.
I mean, yeah. I have not betrayed. Okay, I have betrayed you.
I've immediately betrayed you, and I told Mayborn.
Yeah, I think your friend will die if he doesn't get proper treatment. I think Harry's going to give him proper
treatment. Which, I have a question about this.
Yeah?
Like, so he just knows Mayborn and knows about all of this? Like, I know he has the clearance, but did he read all of the fucking files on the way here?
I have no idea.
He's a quick reader.
He is. But Janet's like, okay, I have a plan. He's not healthy enough to be moved. And Tim's like, and Mayborn's just like, yeah, I have a second opinion, Doc. Fuck you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
We're taking your boy, and you can't stop me.
We're gonna put him in the HEV suit.
Yeah, they put Teal'c in the HEV suit, and then they clap him in fucking irons, which, like, this is your only black character.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. They do some kind of sus things with Teal'c as a lot as a character, especially whenever Mayborn is in the episode.
Mayborn racist, question mark? YouTube clickbait thumbnail, Harry Mayborn racist.
yeah, just like every episode is General Hammond being like, well, you see, Mayborn, as a proud Texan, I stand against racism.
I'm just imagining Hammond as the Chad and Mayborn as the Soyjack.
Yeah, fucking woke Texans ruining everything these days, yeah, right?
Always got fucking, being like
fucking liberal blue state Texas.
Having my brain be dead and on fire during this fucking episode is like not a good time.
You're having a trip, but not the fun kind of trip.
No.
Shame. Someone get this man some drugs.
Please.
But,
Pills here.
Yeah, anyway, like, Timothy, we find out that Timothy, you're a dipshit because Mayborn is just sitting in the car gloating like, I'm going to use this man for bioweapon experiments.
I'm going to kill
the Gould with a bioweapon. This will not go wrong.
Break out of his chains and start beating us all up. Also, yeah, like this weird bug parasite thing, like, just completely inexplicably gives Teal'c super strength and is completely unremarked upon.
I think it's Teal'c always had super strength. It's just more now this gives him the motivation to bust out because his brain's going funny.
Well, no, he clearly like ripped this entire fucking place apart, broke his cuffs, like tore open the back of this armored metal fucking.
I get.
The implication is very much that bug juice made him superpower.
Doctor, turn off my pain inhibitors.
Why is Raiden from like Glasgow?
Sorry, Doctor, turn off. I can't do it.
There's the juice.
Doctor, turn off my pain inhibitors.
But Teal'c, you become cringe.
Doctor, turn off my heroin inhibitors.
Well, yeah, that'll do it.
Okay. Anyway. But yeah, Mayborn desires to make his glorious bioweapon, but Teal'c, upon hearing that, is like, fuck this shit, I'm out, and hits the bricks.
Yeah, no, I'm going. But before I do that, hey, guys, want to see a party trick?
Yeah, let me choke out your driver, and
No, Let me punch through the fucking car.
Yeah, yep. Again, super strength, yep.
Yep.
And then I'm also going to pull this worm out of me.
Yeah, I'm gonna rip my fucking hazmat suit off and leave everyone not dead, but out cold somehow.
Yeah, like he like fully on his basic, like snaps that guy's neck, basically. And then yeah, when they like in a little bit in like a couple scenes come here and see it, they're like, huh, guy's unconscious.
No, that man is dead. That man is fucking dead.
I hate when I get the sleepy syndrome from my neck being snapped. I just like the idea of my new headcanon that Jack doesn't know what death is, even though he's in the military.
Carter, this man appears to have stopped breathing. What is wrong with him?
Carter, why won't he wake up?
He's dead, sir.
What does that mean?
Man gets amnesia but forgets how death works.
Yeah,
man Connor gets shot this man 3 times. What happened to him? Where did he go?
Why does he have hole in him? Why does he have holes in him?
Is he leaking red stuff? Is it strawberry jam?
Okay, Jack, think about the rabbits.
Tall, gleaner bunny rabbits with floofy ears and soft, bassy voices. And this is a joke that only, like, the 14 fans are gonna get. It's fine. But yeah, Teal steals a radio, right, and then, like, literally, next scene, SG-1 arrive in the non-suspicious stealth Hummer. Why is your Hummer painted black and got tinted windows? Who is buying the stealth Hummer?
Don't worry about it.
I worry about it. But anyway, yeah, SG-1 arrive, find out no one's dead, retrieve Junior and everybody else.
But, oh, it's a little one.
Yeah, they retrieve the little guy. They retrieve Mayborn, and Mayborn, for their kindness, Mayborn immediately wakes up and goes, right, I am in charge now. I am stealing all of your men. I'm stealing all of your resources. Fuck you.
Yeah, and then he goes mad because Jack says no.
Yeah. I'll have you know that striking a superior officer is a court-martialable offense.
I'm not gonna fight you. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to threaten to fucking gun him down.
I mean, let's be real. What would happen is Mayborn would be sleeping in his room in the SGC and someone would just roll a grenade through the door.
I mean, I'm sure it's probably just the court-martialable offense alone to tell a commanding officer that you're gonna gun them down.
Yeah, but what actually happened is someone dialed the gate and Colonel Mayborn is nowhere to be found and we don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it.
No, so that would be, like, incredible if that happened.
It would. But, unfortunately, it doesn't, because instead, we are once again hunting the only black member of the cast with dogs.
Yeah. Jesus.
I'm sure this wasn't the intention.
It never scans well. It just never scans well, because it's always the elk.
It is. Should have made your only black character the alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christopher Judge, we love you. It's not your fault.
Yeah. Again, this very much feels like it's a writing oversight, not deliberate, but it's still just bad optics, buddy.
We're the oversight.
Yeah, exactly my point. We're looking over this and we're saying these are some terrible optics.
It's bad optics, but here's the thing. It's just bad optics.
We're the squad in charge of making the Air Force work.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
We've got to get the troops, and we've got to turn them into...
This male's cuckold.
Yeah, we're transing the troops.
All of them.
Yep.
What do we do to the trans troops? Do we, like, retrans them?
We give them free HRT and surgery.
No, we have to trans everyone, though.
Yeah, but we can't double trans them. but anyway,
they've become too powerful.
Yeah. Tilk thinks he's going to fucking die, tells everyone not to look for him.
Seeing Tilk in a real world city is fucking weird, man.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute, but
yeah, he's just walking down the street, he's doing the Spider-Man 3 dance.
Oh, I hate you, but yes.
You're not wrong.
Like, the thing with this episode is there's so many little scenes and they don't settle on a scene, and it's like, why are you doing this? What is pacing?
It's fun.
Yeah, like, we have some experimental RNA inhibitors.
Like, it's like the problem is, right, the plot setup as it will go on is like this horror thriller. The cutting and the pacing is like a mid-2000s Paul Greengrass movie. And yeah, it just doesn't fit together. And of course, the stakes aren't believable because we're not even at the mid-season where there's a chance this might be a two-parter.
Yeah, and yeah, they're gonna like, okay, everybody, you've got to go back through the gate and find us another bug so we can test on it.
Yeah, we can cure him, but
have the technology. Will we see any of the part of them going through their perilous, dangerous mission to retrieve a bug? No.
Because instead, we do have to see Tilk in a regular town.
Yeah, I actually fucking love this scene, because basically a bunch of what at first sort of like your impression is like a bunch of like gang members that sort of walk up to Tialk and it's like, oh, they're gonna try and fuck him up. But like, no, they're just like, yo, how do you get that cool, sick ass tattoo on really your awesome. Head?
And Tilk's just like, first they cut your skull, they cut the mark into your forehead, and they pour molten gold.
You're like, whoa, that's fucking rad, but that hurt though.
Yes. I mean, Tilk has also at this point picked a guy up and has got him in a chokehold.
Yeah, and again, I love that when he releases them, none of the guys are like really pissed off by it. They instead seem like genuinely hurt because they wanted to like be friends with him.
Yeah. it's like the bad part of town because they're all just squatting and they're playing rap music out loud.
But yeah, they're just like, we've seen a guy and he looks kind of cool and we want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the guys in the bad part of town that just hang out, and whenever a stranger passes by, they're just like, hey, can we hang out?
Yeah, we want to make a new friend. We think you're cool.
But yeah, one of them is like, ugh, go away, my little sister who just appeared. I bet you're not going to be a plot-relevant character for this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, random kid with a super soak is like, hey, that guy looks cool. Like,
yeah, that guy okay. looks sick nasty. Is that Christopher Judge?
Is that Kratos from God of War? Is that the God of War from God of War?
Is that Ragnarok from God of War, Ragnarok?
Damn, I think it might be.
I love God of War. It kills gods and doesn't afraid of anything.
Tilk has great street instincts as he sees a cop and he's like, right, I'm hiding.
Yeah, no, I'm out of here. Yep, excellent, very good.
Yeah, perfectly normal shit.
Where is Cheyenne Mountain again?
I don't know. And he, like, this town is said to be Colorado. Where Tilk is right now is said to be Colorado.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You don't want to be a black guy here.
Oh, hell. Cheyenne Mountain is in Colorado. Directions from Cheyenne Mountain. Is it? Was, did I say Boulder Springs? What did I say it was?
I mean, what are you gonna do, like, fleeting?
Oh, it's Colorado Springs.
Oh, right.
I'm literally got Google Maps up. So, like, in the period of, like, it's only 14 miles from Cheyenne Mountain to Colorado Springs, and that's not direct. That's by road.
How long was, like, kind of walking through the forest for to get here?
It's a 5-hour walk.
What? It's not been 5 hours. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's that's the other thing, right? Teal'c has fucking legged it.
It's been like 10 minutes.
But he's in the bag. He's in the bag part of Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it's the rough side of town where everyone is incredibly friendly and there seems to be no threat whatsoever.
Yeah, I my notes do say world's friendliest street child. How has she not gotten, like, in trouble? For... Yeah.
Yeah, so, We see the gang sort of just go back through the gate.
Oh, yeah. No, you missed a bit where Teal'c has found the abandoned Grover house and has gone and hidden inside.
No, they go through the gate first.
Yeah, they go through the gate. Then Teal'c dodges the cop.
Yeah.
And then Hammond is like, SG-1 aren't back yet. I might send other people.
Which is the point normally in a Stargate episode where we cut to seeing what SG-1 is doing?
We don't. Nope. They saved all the budget and the bad lighting from this bit for one scene.
Oh my god, the fucking CG with the swarm at the start.
Hmm.
He's so good.
We spent all our money on that, sorry.
Yeah, we spent all of the money on the Adobe After Effects plugin for that, so.
Yep. No, it's okay. We saved a little bit for later. But yeah. All of a sudden, we see SG-1 are back. They have
Teal'c, like, finds a crackdown and, like, dies in it first, but then, yeah.
Yeah, Teal'c hides in a crackdown in an abandoned Grover house, and,
Yeah, there you go.
SG-1 come back diving through the gate, all three of them. They managed to get the one bug they wanted through.
And then they're like, they're like panicking as the bug is loose and they're like trying to get it.
Yeah, and it's like hiding behind the Stargate.
And then they just like, Jack just shoots it and gets it immediately. It's like, okay.
Yeah, threat's over, sorry.
Yeah, entire like SG-1 side of this resolved. We've got the bug and now we will proceed to go back to sitting on the bench until the plot happens again.
Yep, we're just going to, I mean, Carter's going to be doing science shit, but Tim's going to be doing most of it, because we find out there's an APB out for Teal'c, and then we immediately cut to, hey, look at this hot concept from a horror movie where we see a human body dissolving into a pile of bugs.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, this is the thing. You have this brilliant fucked up sci-fi horror concept. You pace it like an action movie, and you set it not at a point where we can think this might be a two-parter with a reasonable threat. What are you guys doing?
Well, it's like the sort of classic rule of storytelling. If this isn't the most important, most interesting thing that's happening, absolutely, definitely show it right now.
It's not to bring up Doctor Who again, but I'm reminded of Stephen Moffat's quote about the Tennant era, where it's like, the best thing about an episode of Doctor Who is that you can look at, when you look back at an episode and go, well, I've destroyed that concept for a sci-fi feature film, haven't I?
Well, I think this thing is quite a lot like a sort of you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions. It's quite mysterious, right? It's almost like some kind of mystery box. No, that's not fair. It's nowhere near as bad as a J.J. Abrams film.
No.
Yeah.
So, I was on the wiki this morning looking for trivia and goofs, and I discovered that the bugs were actually, the source of the bugs was finally explained.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually explained.
Yeah.
In a 2019 Stargate role-playing game called Stargate Phoenix Point.
Okay.
Which is like an RPG for you to, like, where you run an SG team based out of the Phoenix site. Which is not in Arizona.
But yes, interesting.
So yeah, the lore behind these bugs didn't exist in written in 2019.
Hold up, okay. So, you know how last episode we sort of joked about doing a sort of funny spin-off episode where we read the weird AO3 fix?
Yes.
Actual serious answer. What if we did a weird spin-off episode where we straight up played the Stargate tabletop game?
I'm not DMing. I'm already DMing too.
DM the Stargate game.
Maybe. If it's like a one-shot thing.
Yeah, just like a one-shot thing is like a bit, I guess. More like a bit, just like a fun thing.
I'll consider it. But, oh god. Anyway. So yeah. The kid from earlier shows up and she bursts in on Tilk with a water gun. And she's like, oh, did you just get out of rehab, buddy?
Yeah. He's like, damn, did you look fucked up?
Yeah, you look worse than my dad. He was a cop. He got shot.
Good.
I knew you were going to say that. My notes do say pause for Frosty.
You know, there was one good cop. You know what his name was? No. His name was Chris Dorner.
Okay. My brain is fried. Fuck you.
Gone but not forgotten.
One good cop.
Gone but not forgotten.
His name was Randy, and he was a brave peace officer on the island of Hawaii dealing with snakes and British Hong Kong gangsters.
Who, for some reason, have katanas.
But it's okay, because he has a rocket launcher. Patreon.com/SGO podcast, a bonus episode on soft ticket to silicon and steroids.
Tepid past Puerto Rico.
That's Jurassic World. But yeah, she sees Tilk is like, yeah, I'll keep you a secret. And here, Tilk's like, have you got any nourishment?
No, I don't have cocaine. Fuck off.
Did you get the nourishment drop though?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
I'm ashamed. I expected you to get the nourishment drop.
I mean, I do have an old drop I can use for this thing.
Yeah,
hang
just
on.
Play it.
No, not that one. Fuck, where is it?
This can't be good for me, but I feel great.
I mean, it is a giant chocolate bar from America in the early 2000s. It cannot be good for her. Him?
Yeah, no, good point.
Like, what is this? Peanuts and caramel! Can
Please.
You get me more peanuts
me
and caramel?
More.
Yep.
What will you give me in return? Girl, have you heard of the AR-15?
I guess I will just have to owe you one. World's most trusting child in a shit part of town.
How is she... How is this kid not fucking dead?
Yeah!
You know,
Well, again, we've established that this is the rough part of town, which is inexplicably rough, and everyone is really nice.
Yeah, it's the rough part of town where everyone has a heart of gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can't tell what's actually going on here. It's definitely rough for some reason.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You're in the wrong part of town, buddy. Oh my god. Is this high crime area? No. Even worse. We're a collective commune where we all look out for each other.
That's a good thing. But yes, yeah, Daniel, so they're doing an alien autopsy and they're like, hey, Daniel, come join. And Daniel's like, what? Me? Why? Just shut up and...
trap that flap for me, please.
Yeah.
I had to.
I see that line, but you get the even better line not 10 seconds later.
There's the juice.
just gets the bug juice out and just...
There's the juice.
Retract that flap for me, please.
What are you doing?
Stop this, please. Stop this.
You're just going to fill all silence with that gap now, aren't you?
Absolutely.
I preferred you using the Top Gun drops.
It's alright. No! My kryptonite!
Come on, we can finish this. We're not that insane yet.
Yeah. Oh no. We have to stop Teal'c now, because he'll turn into millions of bugs.
In 6 to 8 weeks, we'll have bug swarms in the millions.
Yeah, like I know they mean like it will spread, and there will be that much about that after that time. But I just want to imagine Teal'c is just a million bugs.
Yep. Teal'c is just so big, he becomes a million bugs.
He becomes like the fucking Oogie Boogie Sack guy from fucking.
Oh fuck yeah! From Night for Christmas,
yeah. See, you're like
Side note: I fucking love the Oogie Boogie song.
You see, you're all like, I had to actually remember what the movie was called because I've never actually seen it. So in my head, it's Oogie Boogie from Kingdom Hearts.
I fucking love it right now. For saying that, that was great. That's still good. You should say that to every like weird goth like alt chick. She's like, man, Nightmare for Christmas is my type personality. Oh, you mean Oogie Boogie from Kingdom Hearts? Just watch it blow up.
Well, I don't know. I might be safe because it might be the 50% of goth girls who might be a Kingdom Hearts goth girl.
In that case, win-win.
Yeah.
Oh, but, unfortunately for Teal'c, something not so great happens.
Come on, hurry up. I know you got minorities to oppress.
It's the cops!
The cops are here, but it's okay, because the kid is here to help him hide.
Yeah, the kid literally and Frank's Teal'c in the attic.
She makes a bunch of movie references and yep, then she Anne Franks Teal'c.
I don't think we should turn that into a verb, but
no. Like this is where I put my rant about how they're trying so hard to build tension, but the episode is just dragging and it's just not working.
Yeah, and the cops catch her and she gets dragged down to Mayborn.
I mean, okay, we... I hate cops. I mean, we do immediately get the best line that I said with a straight face.
Hello, young lady. I'm Colonel Mayborn. I work for the United States of America, your government, the good guys.
Yeah, and she says, like, I don't fucking believe you.
Yeah, that fucking line delivery sounds like it's from, like, an abridged dub.
It's not.
I'm for the United States government. The good guys.
We're the good guys. And she, and
your
she's like,
government.
she's just like, fuck you, pig. Go fuck yourself, cunt.
Yeah, I don't like
cops.
Hey,
it's like me with the German police.
Oof. All right, to be fair, I'm amazed Mayborn didn't just black bag the girl.
I thought he was going to black bag her, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
I do love that as soon as one little kid says no to him, Mayborn's immediately response with all of his operator guys there is just to be like, well, we tried, let's pack up and go home.
I mean, to be fair, she also calls him stinky.
His feelings got hurt, so he left. She is
stinky.
She hurt his feelings, so he left.
She says it, and all his operators are like, boss, you do kind of stink. You have been on the go for like 48 hours. You need a shower.
Yeah, and then he triggers that cutscene where Ocelot throws the bucket of water at him.
Yeah, basically.
just the idea of, well, actually, you do kind of stink, boss. What?
Sploosh.
Yeah, but back at the base, they're like, so, good news, bad news. We got the sample, and we've magically just made the cure. Now it's all fine, but, the ghoul's gonna die in, like, 2 seconds.
Oh, shit. How do we save Junior?
Hey! Hey, you seen House MD?
Yeah, Jack just walks in and is like, maybe we could just give it a fucking zap, you know? Shock something with the fucking space taser 2 episodes in a row, you know?
Yeah, no, like, you know, you never even heard of defibrillator, you fucking dipshit. Duh.
And then they all, like, become Dr. House. And it's like, holy shit, Jack, you said the answer.
Yeah, it's because he's not woke. It's just like House. No.
Yes, House, the man so unwoke he committed crimes? I don't know. House has done many bad things.
Yeah, we go back to the fucking, like, crackdown again, and, like, Teal'c is just entirely covered in the bug goo.
Yeah, as I said, tonight the writer's barely concealed fetish.
I'm just like, I'm gonna call
the man
cops,
watched
dude.
Mom Musu and wished there was more Ragnarok content.
Please. She's like, I'm gonna call the cops.
No.
And he's like, no, you can't. Please. We have like 5 minutes of runtime, and kid, I need you to resolve the plot.
Child, please take this phone and call a number under resolve plot.
So yeah. They're back at the lab, and they've zapped the worm, and it's completely fine, because their own time has run out.
Yeah.
And they get a phone call, and
somehow
this little kid has managed to get through to get through here.
Apparently, she just went up the chain of command, being like, hey, my friend Teal'c.
Can I talk to Jack O'Neill?
If you don't let me talk to Jack O'Neill, I'll scream.
I just do love the idea of, hey, can you put me on the phone to Colonel Jack O'Neill, the top secret military base? And this ran, or just from a random payphone, and like, they're like, yeah, sure, I guess.
Holy shit, the reporter's not dead. He's transitioned to become a woman to dodge our assassins.
God damn it. Yeah, I just do love how easily they just let her on the phone.
Listen, the episode has to end soon. We're at runtime.
Yeah, she's like, please help, Tiaki's here right now in this attic.
Yeah, come get your boy.
Yeah, they get there and he's just entirely cocoon man now.
Yep.
But don't worry.
Now than man. Twisted and evil.
Oh my god, he's not gonna make it. Are we gonna be able to get him back in time? Yes.
Yes. We're so lucky. The pouch had almost closed, but we just fisted Junior in there. It's fine.
Yeah, they get him back, and they're like, oh, whoops, Mayborn was gonna take the bug back, but we accidentally knocked over the jar it's in and stomped on it several times. Then accidentally dropped it out of the window. Then accidentally ran it over with a tank.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that the sample is involved in a lab accident in 2 hours' time where the lab catches fire irrevocably.
Yeah, we had this really, like, unfortunate accident where it fell, where we accidentally dropped it out of a window, and right as that was happening, it fell right onto a target range where someone was practicing with a Barrett 50 cal.
Yeah, and then the guy with the Barrett went away and a tank started blowing the range out with a fucking heat shell.
I don't know why I was doing that, but...
Yeah, but, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
These things happen.
Basically. And then we do get to the one good part of this episode.
Yeah, where he hands a kid an AR-15. This is a gift.
Yeah, no, Allie... The kid's called Allie, by the way. She's playing a secret agent with her old gun, like this battered old rifle that her dad used to own, said it was a Garand or something. And Tilk's just like...
To show my gratitude, I have brought you a new weapon. One with increased range and firepower.
The worst bit is right there. Do you hear the foley? The foley of, like, a regular weapon in the background. Like, listen for it.
To show my gratitude, I have brought you a new weapon.
There!
Yes!
One with increased range and firepower.
To give it... Why is there regular weapon foley in this where...
I do want to actually state for our audience listening, it is a super soaker he gives her, not a gun.
Yeah, which does this make this the reverse Jack O'Neill Award for gun safety?
Yeah,
the Tilk Award for teaching a child gun safety.
Well, no, it's the Tilk Award for not giving a child access to a firearm. Name pending.
I promised you Tilk drip. And he is kind of dripping in the scene.
Kind of is, yeah.
Oh no, it's not this one. It's a different one where... this one he's just wearing casuals, but there's another one later on where he's dripping.
Well, we had dripped out in season one as well.
That's true.
When he was at the funeral when Daniel Jackson died.
Yes, when Daniel Jackson was busy getting stuff full of fish decks.
You know, actually, I'm trying to remember that episode. I wonder if I have a drop for it.
Nourishment!
Which drop is it? Oh, God.
I went back and started renaming my drops to the episode they're in name.
What fate, Amaroka?
Okay.
Sloppy.
What the fuck is brain?
Well, your brain chemistry has been seriously compromised.
Oh, right, okay, it's that one.
That one.
Such devastation! This was not my intention!
Yeah, basically. Yeah, she soaks Tilk, who promptly pulls out his own super soaker and shoots Daniel. Which, yeah. Do you want to know the worst bit?
Yeah.
I remember being exactly on the end of this. I got the Super Soaker 1000. My brother got the 1500.
Yeah.
Damn, fucking rich kids over here.
My brother was older than me.
I just had an air pistol with
Hold
fucking
on.
Two,
Your brother
two,
was
two
older
two
than
air.
You?
My brother's 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
No, I just want to point out the fact you said your brother was older than you. What did you do to him? Where is
Nothing.
He buried?
She wanted the super soaker.
So what actually happened is I killed my older brother's little brother and gave him a little sister instead.
Damn, that's crazy.
As a child, I didn't have a super soaker, but I did have an air pistol that fired lead pellets.
Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy, Hope. I also did that.
Damn.
Yeah, damn. I also shot bows a lot because we had all the Cubs, the Scouts archery kit in our shed, so I had like a little bow and arrows. So I could just shoot at targets. That was fun.
Aw, I didn't get to do bow and arrow shit until I was 16 and I was bad at it.
I also got to like teach kids how to use air rifles.
Oh, come on, you had the fun childhood.
I grew up in the village. Like my
so
dad,
did I.
I just learned how to shoot guns because, I don't know, reasons.
Everyone nearby that owned a gun was rich and a cunt.
The only one who owned like a proper gun nearby was the farmer, and you could maybe use it once or twice if you were lucky.
There was lots of farmers and they owned the land and they were rich cunts.
Yeah.
You need to remember where I grew up is like Tory Harlands, which sucks and I hate my life.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in, not too dissimilar an area, so yeah. I love it. I love this country.
It's great, isn't it?
Mm. I had fun where I grew up.
Fuck you, you're not allowed to have fun in this country.
I nearly got run over by one of the rich pricks on a quad bike when in a somewhere they weren't meant to be on a quad bike, so yay.
I nearly got run over by a parcel force lorry once. I was driving on the pavement.
Ah, parcel force,
yeah. Barreling towards me. I had to jump out of the way. Like, I don't mean it like mounted the curb. I mean it was fully driving on the pavement.
Oh, it thought you were a journalist and decided to take you out.
It's Jamal Khashoggi, get him!
Joke from last episode's listeners.
It's called a callback.
Yeah, it is called a callback.
It's called a callback.
Hey, ladies, gentlefolk, and enbies, what did we learn from this episode?
Don't trust the military intelligence people. They're always up to shit.
I mean, that's just a
guarantee. Don't get bitten by a giant bug.
That's a guarantee, too.
Yeah, do not turn into a bug monster.
Do not recommend. 0 out of 10.
No. Instead of meeting Franz Kafka, meet a lady called Kafka who will do things to you. Because she's very tall and has heels.
Hey, everybody. We're, like, fucked up from doing back-to-back recordings.
And the first one ran on, and we're really tired.
So, fuck off, I guess.
Yeah. So,
we should actually end this one and, like, the last one.
Yeah, all right, fine. And
the reason we're doing back-to-back, by the way, is I'm free 2 days next week.
Hey, Hope, where can our fine, lovely people find you?
You can find me at hfreyoral on twitter.com, which I will continue to dead name. And you can find me on twitch.tv/hopefreyoral.
Yeah, you can find... Yep, sorry.
And I will continue to deadname twitter.com until Elon Musk is nice to his children.
Yep, you can find me on twitch.tv/sharktishofrost. You can, I guess, find me on Mastodon, Hive Social, and Tumblr. Don't post there, but you can, like, follow me and be like, I'm so cool.
I won't post there, but yeah, technically I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan. Hi, I'm here.
Ryan can be found at, hang on, just pulling out his address right now.
www.normal.eu, the home of the world's most normal man. Orion Man. A normal man.
Yeah, www.gozyhamster.com.
No. Why? That poor hamster. What did the hamster do?
Oh, no, sorry. It's Goaty Dance is what it's called. Sorry, my mistake.
I was on Twitter when someone was talking about getting in trouble for failing a cybersecurity test because they got malicious texts and they just replied to them with the ghosts. And they were dragged in by their HR saying, hey, why are you sending this shit? Like, I knew it was a scam text, so I was fucking harassing them back.
Oh, God. Those training things are always, like, absolute dog shit. Because they're, like, obviously fake. But then not obviously fake in a way that the actual thing would be fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a genuine scam. Or you see one of those things and you're immediately like, this is a cybersecurity test.
Are you a cop? Because you legally have to tell me if you're a cop.
Yeah, this is a, we're going to put you on a 2-day course if you press this link.
Yeah, basically. Why did you press the link? I didn't. I was trying to block the number and I fat-fingered it.
Yeah. I mean, I got one of those at my, my last job and just emailed it to the security team being like, is this you, cons? Yeah, and they were like, ha, well done. You passed the test.
Yay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not a good test when I immediately know it's Q.
Basically.
Yeah, I should, like, the test should be that I can, hey, I can use my noggin and be like, oh, I can recognize the signs of a scam. It shouldn't be, I can recognize this is not an organic.
Yeah, did you get an AI to write this? No. Maybe.
It feels like you got an AI to write.
Okay, we've given our farewells and everything now, so now can we tell the audience to go fuck themselves?
Patreon.com/SGO podcast, probably an extended cut of last week's episode if I can be bothered to edit it.
Can we tell them to fuck off now?
Yes.
Yes. Fuck off, cunts. Go away.
Why are you still here? The episode's over. Go.
I don't like you anymore.
Go away.
I never liked you.
By the way, it's another two-parter next week because we're into the mid-season thing. We're doing the Tok'ra part one and part two.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be Tok'ra.
Yo, the plot?
The plot. The plot has arrived and it's big and bouncy and that's my porn.
Thank you. Thank you, Hope.
It was a bad joke, anyway.
To show my gratitude, I have brought you a new weapon. One with increased range and firepower.
Hi everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of Stargate Oversight. So, to explain what happened, I was gonna try and edit family and get it out on time, and so we'd stay in order, but I lost some of my meds, and I had to spend all of Monday, which was my editing day, looking for them, so I'm sorry. As a result, you're getting this episode a week early and you're getting family a week late. Also, if you couldn't tell, we were all delirious because we did them back to back because our schedule has been absolutely fubar. Like, none of us have had a chance to edit or anything, so we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants trying to keep the content flowing. Alright, yada yada yada, Stargate Oversight is myself, Hope Freyoral, Arctisha Frost, and Ryan. There were no guests this week. Patreon.com/SGO podcast next week. There will be the special edition of Family because we went long on that one, which is why we're so sleep deprived on this one. Woo! Bye.